I want to begin by thanking my three colleagues and Dr. Anthony for their public service, as well as my friend Prince Turkey for his public service both to his country and to the relationship. I agree with Walt, but want to extend that to all of those who have served and nurtured the relationship, the historical relationship between our two countries. I want to take off my ambassadorial hat, since I'm a pinch hitter too, for my 3 or 4 minutes, and put on my political hat. I served, as some of you know, in the United States Congress and as United States Senator from Georgia. And follow up on Dr. Haddad's comments about the next president of the United States. Without using this time to be partisan, 4 days or 5 days before the election, I want to suggest to the new president, whoever he may be, that the most important role for him to play as he looks at the Middle East is to recognize the centrality of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in all geopolitical, religious issues in that region. There will not be an acceptable solution, acceptable in the Middle East and acceptable to the United States of America in Afghanistan, in Iraq, without the centrality of Saudi Arabia in that process. There will not be an acceptable solution to the issues that we have with the Iranians without the advice, if not consent, acquiescence of Saudi Arabia to our new policies. And I hope that with a new administration, that the State Department will understand, as we seem to forget, but King Abdullah's Interfaith Dialogue Initiative has reminded us that King Abdullah is not only the chief executive, the chief monarch of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, his title is Abdullah, Custodian of the Two Holy Mosques. And he is looked to by all of Islam, not only to protect and revere the two holy mosques in Saudi Arabia, but I submit by extension to make sure that Islam's third holiest site in Jerusalem is protected and revered. I am a minority of one, I confess, in saying to our peace negotiators that the question of Jerusalem, if it was solved first, would do more than anything else to bring the pressures, the groups together to solve the questions of borders and rights of return and ultimately have a peace treaty. King Abdullah had reminded our administrations when we were about to go to war with Iraq, nobody likes Saddam Hussein. He's a terrible man. He's a butcher, he's everything. But you, the United States of America, please, first bring stability to Afghanistan, which you started. And secondly, use your influence to get between the Israelis and the Palestinians and bring them to the peace table. Then and only then could we develop a policy that would deal with the Saddam Husseins of the world. Saudi Arabia is key to the success of United States foreign policy in the region. I hope and I pray that we have a new president who will consult, who will listen, and who will recognize that they are our strongest regional partner, international partner in the Middle East, and a wonderful opportunity, especially if one or the other is elected, to understand where religion plays the most important role in this and what we can do together to cure it. Thank you very much.